Oh, sharing that sweet emotion with you beautiful humans. That's Aerosmith on your radio, Fred. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock on your hump day morning. Happy Wednesday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, on the radio or your device, as the case may be. Big program planned for you for the second to last day in March 2016. After Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be speaking with the intermediator, our man from Nacogdoches, Texas, Chris Harrington. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be getting over the hump with author and public speaker Rick Jones. You are not going to want to miss those two incredible men. Great insight from different perspectives. We love sharing it all with you on WRJN. So last night, we had the three remaining Republican presidential candidates in a town hall hosted by CNN and Anderson Cooper at the Riverside Theater in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, and it was very instructive. Anderson Cooper is a really good interviewer, and it was interesting how all three men, Senator Ted Cruz, Donald J. Trump, and Governor John Kasich, were handled by Anderson. Donald Trump, the man is a walking psychological issue. Anderson asked him when the last time he apologized for anything. If you could have seen his face, Trump's, he was embarrassed because he says he doesn't apologize. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The man that is the front runner of a major political party in the United States of America doesn't apologize. He says that he won't even apologize to God. Now, that's a theological discussion for another time. I actually agree with Mr. Trump on that one, but not for the reason that he says. He just doesn't apologize. He will not admit that he's wrong. This is a very dangerous quality in a man that wants to be the most powerful man on the planet. And then Donald Trump was asked by Anderson Cooper about the situation that occurred with Ted Cruz's wife and Donald Trump's wife. Now, remember, it was an anti-Trump super PAC that put out the ad showing a naked picture of Melania Trump. And then Trump blamed Cruz. Cruz had nothing to do with it. Trump blamed Cruz and then tweeted a really non-flattering picture of Mrs. Cruz. Because remember, the ad that they ran against Trump said, is this who you want to be the next first lady? If she came along without her husband, I'd be all for it. But Anderson asked Donald Trump about that exchange with Ted Cruz over their wives. And this is how it sounded last night at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee.
After saying that you were going to spill the beans about Heidi Cruz, you retweeted an unflattering picture of her next to a picture of your wife.
I thought it was a nice picture of Heidi. I thought it was fine.
Come on.
I thought it was fine. She's a pretty woman.
You're running for president of the United States.
Excuse me. I didn't start it.
Okay, that's,
I didn't start it.
But, sir, with all due respect, that's the argument of a five-year-old.
I didn't start it. No, it's not the
argument.
Yeah,
the argument of a five-year-old is he started it.
You would say that. That's the problem with our country.
Every parent
knows a kid
who says he started it.
Excuse me. No. That's the problem. Exactly that thinking is the problem this country has. I did not start this. He sent out a picture, and he knew very well it was a picture.
He didn't send out a picture.
It was
an
anti-Trump of a cover story. Anderson.
Super PAC.
It was a cover story of a picture taken by Antoine Verglas, one of the great photographers of the world, by the way. My wife was a very, very successful model, like one of the most. It was a picture for the cover of GQ, which is a decent, which is a very good magazine.
This wasn't even a
Romney
super
people,
PAC. It was an anti-Trump super PAC.
They were Romney people. Romney is, you know, very embarrassed that he did so badly 4 years ago. The guy choked like a dog and he lost an
that
election.
He sent it out?
No, everybody knows he sent it out. He knew the people in the super PAC. He knew that I would be willing to bet he wrote the phrase, you know, this is, would you like to have this as your first lady? And a lot of people said yes, actually, if you want to know the truth. But she was a magnificent model. She took a picture with one of the great photographers of the world. They put it on GQ. All of a sudden, we see this picture going all over to Utah just before the election.
That's right. That ad came out before the Utah caucuses. Because, of course, Utah is predominated by people of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. And they were trying to make a moral statement about Donald Trump through his wife. Now, what does Donald Trump mean when he says that this is what's wrong with the country? When Anderson Cooper, first of all, couple little side notes, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear somebody say, with all due respect, you know that what's about to come out of their mouth is not with respect. And you say, with all due respect, sir, Anderson Cooper said that. This is what a five-year-old would say. He started it. It's true. He wasn't treating Trump with respect, and Trump didn't deserve respect at that point. Another thing, and this you'll hear Donald Trump say this over and over and over again, he will use terms like truthfully and to be honest with you and honestly. Why do people couch their comments with to be honest with you, or I'm not going to lie to you, or truthfully? What is happening subconsciously to those beautiful humans who preface their comments with that? Donald Trump does it all the time. Why? Because they know they're lying. They don't feel truthful subconsciously. And Donald Trump has been lying this entire campaign. He is your front runner for the GOP nomination. This is in the wake of Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, being arrested in my former home state of Florida for manhandling Michelle Fields, the former Breitbart reporter. They've been showing this video over and over and over again of Lewandowski touching Michelle Fields like the Zuber film. Of President Kennedy being assassinated in Dallas. Initially, Lewandowski said that not only did he not touch her, he didn't even know who she was. He had never met her. There he is at the campaign rally. She reaches out to Trump. He grabs her, and they have Fields on video, on audio tape, talking to another reporter, explaining just what happened. Now, what does Donald Trump mean that this is wrong? What's wrong with the country? After the news with the great Tom Carco, we are going to be examining this more on the other side with the intermediator Chris Harrington from Texas. That's all coming your way next on WRJN.
Fountain Hills is Racine's premier senior community, and they've got a big day planned for you on April 20th. Fountain Hills proudly